Well, this is old school.
So just recently, I published a video about gaslighting and exactly what it is and how you can combat it. Of course, one of my go-to techniques with gaslighting is always the Grayrock Method. One of the things that a lot of people missed in that video was the origin of the Grayrock Method, as in, where did it come from? And I shared that whole story with you in that video, but it wasn't until the very end. So that's what I'm going to do today. I'm going to pull out that section in the video. I'm going to show you exactly how the Grayrock Method came to be, who invented it, and how all that happened. It's kind of a profound story if you listen to it. So let's get started.
Closed captioning provided by Athena Moberg and CPTSDFoundation.org.
My name is Angie Atkinson, and this is Toxic Relationship Rehab, where I help you discover, understand, and overcome toxic relationships in your life. So if you want to take back your life, embrace your power, and become the best possible version of yourself, hit that subscribe button, stick with me, and let's get going. The Grayrock Method was created by this person called Skylar, who writes on 180rule.com. As you may know, it's been spread all over the internet by people like myself who believe in this method. And the idea of it is that you use this in order to encourage the narcissist to kind of lose interest in you. And what that means is that as you're going through the process of being gaslighted, rather than reacting the way you might normally react when they say twist a fact or name call or mess with your head, you recognize what they're doing is gaslighting, and then you don't respond or react to it at all. You simply go, oh, that's interesting. So if normally you would scream and act crazy, or you would cry, or you would throw things, don't do any of those things anymore. Just go, oh, mm-hmm, okay, I see you. Or nothing. You can say nothing. Now, you're not trying to avoid contact with this person, but anytime they're coming at you with some manipulation or some name calling or games or anything like that, you don't give them what they want, which is your emotional energy. Because in some ways, these people are kind of like vampires when it comes to emotional energy. They want what you got. They want all of it, because they need it to survive. It's called narcissistic supply. Now, this is interesting, actually. The original story of how Skylar invented the Grayrock Method, I love this story, actually. I just found it, and I wanted to share it with you. She said, in 2009, I left my psychopathic partner after 25 years, but I didn't understand what was wrong with him. I sat in a sushi bar, lost in confusion, when a tall, athletic man introduced himself. To my own surprise, I instinctively poured out my story to him. This complete stranger listened to my story, and then he explained to me that I was dealing with a malignant narcissist. He advised me, be boring. He told me that his girlfriend would come home each night, begin drinking, and become abusive. They were both professionals who traveled in the same professional circles. He knew that she would stalk him if he broke up with her, and he didn't want to risk the slander and drama which could leak out and damage his professional reputation. She said his solution was to be so boring that she would simply leave him. He declined to go out on evenings and weekends, and he showed no emotional reaction about anything, no interest in anything, and responded with no drama. When she asked him if he wanted to go out to dinner, his reply was, I don't know. After a few months of no drama, she simply moved out. And Skylar said that she chose the words Grayrock as the name of this technique because she needed an object for people to channel when they were trying to use this technique. She says you don't just practice the Grayrock Method, you become the Grayrock. She says there are Grayrocks and pebbles everywhere you go, but you'll never notice them. None of them attract your attention. You don't remember any specific rock you saw today because they blend with the scenery. She says that's the type of boring you want to channel when you're dealing with one of these people. I think that's profound. And I wrote a post about this years ago at Queen Being where I talked about Skylar's method and the way that she talked about it, but I didn't know the story of how she came up with the method. It's pretty cool that she added this to the site, or maybe I just missed it before. Anyway, I wanted to share it with you. So that's what it all comes down to. If you're going through gaslighting, the best answer is to end the relationship and get away from that person. If you cannot do that, the next best thing you can do is Grayrock Method. Try it. It works. All right. Now, this brings me to the question of the day. The question of the day is, have you been in a relationship with someone who has gaslighted you? And did you try the Grayrock Method? Did it work for you? If not, will you try it now? Share your thoughts, share your ideas, share your experiences in the comments section below, and let's talk about it. Before I go, I want to remind you, I'm going to leave a playlist for you right here. On that playlist, you're going to find a lot of helpful information on both gaslighting and the Grey Rock method, and a few other ways you can deal with gaslighting narcissists. So I hope you find that helpful. Go ahead and take a look at it right now. Before I wrap up for the day, I want to say thank you to my amazing channel members, those people who choose to support me through the YouTube membership program. Your contributions to this channel make it easier for me to make videos and to make better videos for you and to make more videos for you. So thank you so much. I appreciate that. You also help me serve the community in so many other ways so that more people can learn what narcissistic abuse is and how to understand what they're going through and then how to overcome it and evolve into the person they truly want to be. And that is truly my mission in life. So I sincerely want to say thank you so much for that. And to everyone who likes my videos, subscribes to my channel, comments on my videos, shares my videos, thank you. You are also helping me spread this message just a little bit further, and it really does mean the world to me. Thank you so much. As always, thanks for being a part of my day and a part of my life, and hey, thanks for letting me be a part of yours. It really does mean a lot to me. And hey, if you're still here, make sure you take a look at the videos I'm leaving for you right there and right there. And while you're here, hit that subscribe button so we can stay connected and continue on this healing journey together. I'll see you soon.